He's back.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Billionaire investor Kirk Kerkorian is making another run at Chrysler. Yesterday, he pitched a $4.5 billion offer. Kerkorian tried to get Chrysler 12 years ago, but he was rejected, and Germany's Daimler wound up buying the company 3 years later. Analyst John McElroy says the wild card in any deal for Chrysler could be the auto workers union.
The union's going to be very leery of a private equity firm of any sort coming in. If you say Kerkorian's telling them he'll make them an equity partner, what does that mean? You know, maybe he gives them a board seat. I don't see where the union's going to kick in any money to go buy Chrysler.
Kerkorian's bid is a tad lower than one from a Canadian auto parts supplier. Two other private equity firms are also interested in Chrysler. Speaking of labor unions, two of the world's biggest are talking about merging. Stephen Beard joins us from London with more on this. Stephen?
This is a proposed merger between Britain's largest union, called Unite, with the United Steelworkers, with members in the US and Canada. This would create a labor union giant with 3.2 million members. Between them, they represent a vast swathe of industries: manufacturing, transport, farming, construction, finance, healthcare, the world's first international union.
Why are they doing this?
Well, they're doing it because they argue that in this new globalized world, multinational companies are able to shift jobs from one country to another. The unions have to have an international presence. And they argue that by coming together, these two huge unions would be able to pool resources, run joint campaigns, and generally flex their muscle on the world stage.
What kind of leverage do they hope to have?
Well, not international strike action. That would be illegal. But just to give you an example of some of the cross-border activity that's been going on here in Europe recently, we had a British union which has hooked up with the famous Polish union, Solidarity, to recruit and organize Polish immigrant workers in the UK, who the British union feel are being exploited here in the UK.
Okay, Stephen, thank you.
Okay, Scott.
The rally continued on Wall Street yesterday. The Dow gained 30 points to 12,560. It's almost back to where it was before the big sell-off in late February. The NASDAQ put on 12 points to 2,471. The S&P 500 climbed 4 to 1,443. Asian shares barely moved today, and the stock markets in New York and London are closed. A landlord in Tacoma, Washington, says her rental home was raided after someone posted an ad on Craigslist. The ad invited people to come and take whatever they wanted for free. The ad was a fake, but the landlord doesn't know who posted it. People took the hot water heater, the light fixtures, a vinyl window. They even took the kitchen sink.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By the Society for Human Resource Management, HR, leading people, leading organizations. Online at shrm.org. And by Reuters, delivering news and information that reaches over a billion people every day. Before it's news, it's Reuters.
There's a little town in Ireland called Knock. Only 600 people live there, but every Easter weekend, Catholics from all over the world start pouring into the village. You see, back in 1879, 15 of the townsfolk in Knock claimed to have seen an apparition of the Virgin Mary. Our own Rico Galliano recently spent some time in Knock to see this miraculous little economy.
Inside the shrine at Knock, a priest leads a small congregation in prayer.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Outside the shrine at Knock, anyone in a mile radius can join in, thanks to loudspeakers blasting Our Fathers from the bell tower. It's like Muslim calls to prayer in Saudi Arabia, except during Catholic prayers in Knock, the businesses don't close. Maybe that's because Knox Business is religion. The only local industry is housing pilgrims, serving them, or selling them stuff.
$9.95
That's what Tom Byrne does. He runs a religious souvenir shop, which might explain his method for counting Knox pilgrim population.
1.5 million people come into the village every year. When I tell that to people, they say, impossible. How do you know that 1.5 million people come into the village? Naturally enough, we don't count them, but we have a very simple way that 1 million pieces of Holy Communion are given out every summer.
Those pilgrims are drawn to Knock by the apparition of 1879, but an economic miracle from the 1980s made it possible for them to come. Robert Graylis, a director at Ireland West Airport, remembers.
Well, Monsignor James Horan was the parish priest of Knock Shrine. He had the belief that there should be more pilgrims having easier access to the shrine, but also he had a firm belief in the economy of the region that it needed supports, and he felt that one of the main ways he could achieve both of those was by building an international airport in the middle of nowhere.
Literally, Horan's Ireland West Airport opened in 1986 on a bog in the poorest province in the Emerald Isle. Everyone called it a boondoggle, but it worked. Last year, it brought more than 600,000 people and their money into Knock. Tom Byrne thinks God might have played a role in all this.
Because it's written in the Bible somewhere, if it is by the hand of God, it shall succeed. That seems to be a true statement as regards Knock.
Still, he says the town isn't solely focused on heavenly business.
I try to get a mass every Sunday. Not that there were extraordinarily religious in the village of Knock or anything. Still can maybe drink too much at times, maybe admire some other one's wife who we shouldn't have, or, you know. So we're normal people. So that's about it.
In Knock, Ireland, I'm Rico Galliano for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott J. Gow. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your weekend.
American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.